Iran celebrates an anniversary of freedom, but there's irony to it. The island of Gems awaits its first anti-conversion law, and the gospel meets a dramatic response in Liberia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran is marking the 30th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution this week. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton notes the irony of the freedom celebrations from the perspective of a Christian.
The freedom extends to those who agree with the Islamic government, who agree to uphold their policies. It doesn't extend to Christians. It doesn't extend to opposition parties that want to run in the election. It's a very limited freedom, and yet that seems to be the theme they're focusing on.
Evangelism continues despite a new law condemning apostasy with the death penalty. There are outside ministries utilizing television and radio to share the gospel. Nettleton's urging prayer.
The hunger that exists in that country and the way they respond when they hear the good news is just remarkable. They are finding the hopelessness of Islam doesn't answer the questions of their heart, and the gospel does answer those questions, and so the church is growing.
Next, Sri Lanka's parliament's expected to pass the country's first anti-conversion law later this month. Gospel for Asia missionaries help people whose lives have been battered by a 26-year-old civil war and natural disaster. GFA also has a Bible college, Bridge of Hope centers, and radio broadcasts in two languages in Sri Lanka. What concerns the ministry is wording that's open to interpretation. GFA leaders are asking for prayer that the proposed anti-conversion legislation won't be voted into law. You're listening to Mission Network News. Violence continues between the Lord's Resistance Army and Ugandan troops, but even as it does, Every Child Ministries is gearing up to reach out to internally displaced people who are living in camps. ECM's Lorella Rouster says many of the kids in these camps are plagued by memories.
Many of them saw their parents or their brothers, their sisters, their family members hacked to death with machetes and hoes by the LRA rebels. Some of them were actually forced to participate in it.
Now, Every Child Ministries wants to send two short-term teams to reach these kids with the gospel. Rouster says these are emotionally and physically needy kids.
We see them still going around with a glazed look on their faces. It's really pathetic to see. It's really heartbreaking. But I know that Jesus is a great healer, and I know that he can heal those wounds.
If you'd like additional information about the trip, it's featured on the front page of our website. Elsewhere, the spread of the gospel simply can't be stopped in Liberia. Ken Sharp says since Bible Pathway Ministries began to provide Bibles and Bible Pathways years ago, Liberia has been rich with change.
What they're seeing now is a vast turn to the Lord through the preaching and the sharing of the Word of God within their communities, and 40% of the country's population has now come to accept Christ as their Savior.
There have now been several Bible marathons in Liberia. Bible Pathway has sent Bibles and materials for five more marathons this spring.
Be praying, one, that the containers get there in good time, two, that the Bibles and materials will be distributed without any prohibition or anything like that, and also that these marathons will continue to have such an impact.
And Operation Mobilization took the gospel to hundreds by playing games. Through the Love Pakistan More Than Gold Kids Games Project, children were engaged in field games and prayer in 10 Pakistani cities, reaching up to 1,200 children per city. The project lasted a few months, but now short-termers are needed. OM offers multiple short-term mission projects from North Africa to New Zealand and needs you to apply. To find out more, visit our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that will update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Hear what house church leaders consider their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.